Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. India becomes fourth nation having capabilities to shoot down fixed-wing drone by laser beam. In West Bengal, no fresh violent incident reported from anywhere in Murshidabad. 150 people arrested so far. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah says Prime Minister has brought transformative changes in cooperative sector in just 3.5 years. Russian missile strike on Ukrainian city of Sumy leaves 32 people killed and 84 injured. And in IPL, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeat Rajasthan Royals by 9 wickets in Jaipur. The match between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals underway in Delhi. For the first time, India has showcased its capability to shoot down fixed-wing aircraft, missiles and swarm drones using a 30-kilowatt laser-based weapon system. India has joined the list of selected countries, including the US, China and Russia, that have shown such a capability. The Center for High Energy Systems and Sciences, CHESS, Hyderabad, a premier center of defense research and development organization, DRDO, conducted a successful field demonstration of the land version of vehicle-mounted laser-directed weapon DEW MK-2A at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh today. DRDO said it defeated the fixed-wing unmanned aerial vehicle and swarm drone successfully, causing structural damage and disabling the surveillance sensors. Secretary, Department of Defense Research and Development and Chairman DRDO, Dr. Samir V. Kamath said this is just the beginning of the journey. He expressed confidence that the synergy that this lab has achieved with other DRDO labs, industry and academia will take it to the next destination soon.
This is one of the technologies, but we are also working on other high energy systems like high energy microwaves, electromagnetic pulse. So we are working on several technologies which will give us the Star Wars capability. So there are several projects which are now reaching its maturity. Over the next 6 months to 1 year, you will see several of our systems getting inducted.
In West Bengal, 12 more people were arrested in connection with the violent protests over the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, taking the total number of arrests so far to 150. No new incident of violence has been reported from anywhere in Murshidabad district today, with security forces keeping a close vigil. The situation in Soti, Dhulia, Shamshirganj and Jangipur areas of the district is peaceful. Hundreds of people affected by the violence in West Bengal's Murshidabad district have crossed the Bhagirathi River and taken shelter in adjoining Malda. Local administration has arranged for accommodation and food for the fleeing violence-hit families and gave them shelter in schools, while deploying volunteers at the riverbank to assist those arriving in boats. The decision to deploy the BSF was taken after the Calcutta High Court ordered immediate intervention by central forces. The court decision has been welcomed by the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose. He shared his concerns over the deteriorating law and order situation in the state with the centre. BJP MP Jyotirmay Singh Mahato has written to Union Home Minister Amit Shah demanding the imposition of AFSPA in Murshidabad and 3 other districts amid the violence triggered due to anti-Waqf protests.
I have written to the Prime Minister today that the Armed Force Special Power Act 1958 के आधार पे पश्चिम बंगाल में 4 जिला मुर्शिदाबाद मालदा नदिया और साउथ 24 परगना में फोर्स यहां तैनात कीजिए मैं रिक्वेस्ट भेजा हूं इस 4 जिले में विशेष रूप से थोड़ा बहुत बाकी जिलों में है यहां आतंक फैलाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है
TMC MLA Humayun Kabir has condemned violence in Murshidabad saying all have the right to live peacefully. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a state-level cooperative conference in Bhopal, Mr. Shah emphasized how the government integrated rural development, agriculture and animal husbandry under a unified approach for the first time in India's history.
साढ़े तीन साल के समय के अंदर मोदी जी ने स्वयं बहुत बारीकी से देखकर सहकारिता आंदोलन में बहुत बड़ा बदलाव लाने का काम, पैक्स को पुनर्जीवित करना, डेयरी क्षेत्र का बढ़ावा करना, उत्पादन के क्षेत्र में सहकारिता को ले जाना, अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक, डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक और ग्रामीण बैंकों के सुचारू व्यवस्थापन करना, ये सारा काम कैसे हो सकता है? सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने सबसे पहला काम किया, प्राइमरी सोसाइटी जो प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चर सोसाइटी के नाम से जानी जाती है, इसके लिए एक मॉडल बायलॉज बनाए और मॉडल बायलॉज को सभी राज्य सरकारों को भेजा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of development projects, including the 800-megawatt power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarrampur, and over 14-kilometer Rewari Bypass project and a Bharatmala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. The main function to celebrate the 135th birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar will be organized at the Prerana Sthal Parliament House lawns in New Delhi tomorrow. The event will begin with floral tribute to the father of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. The President described Baba Saheb as a man of prodigious abilities and a multifaceted personality, highlighting that he was an economist, educationist, jurist and a great social reformer. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. At least 32 people, including two children, were killed and 84 others injured after Russian missiles hit the center of Sumy, a city in northeastern Ukraine, on Palm Sunday. The attack happened as many people were attending church services, making it the deadliest strike on Ukrainian civilians since 2023. 10 children are among the injured. Local officials said two ballistic missiles were fired into the city during one of the busiest church days of the year when streets were crowded. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the strike an act of terror and urged the world to respond strongly. At least 10 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes on the central Gaza city of Deir al-Balah today. According to Gaza's civil defense, 7 people died in the strike, traveling in a civilian vehicle, 6 of them from the same family. It said several others were wounded and taken to Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah. In Punjab, the counter-intelligence wing of the state police in Ferozpur has arrested 2 persons with a remote-controlled improvised explosive device, IED, containing 1.6 kilogram RDX. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports that the recovery of RDX explosive is said to be a cause for concern for the state amidst 16 grenade attacks, including on police stations, occurred in the past 7 months in Punjab that have kept the cops on their toes. However, no loss of life has happened in these attacks.
Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav disclosed that in this major breakthrough, those 2 arrested are Jagga Singh and Manjinder Singh, who are resident of Fatehgarh Sahib. Both of them have a criminal history and are the key operatives of a terror module operated by a Germany-based gangster Goldie Dhillon. The NIA has already declared a 10 lakh rupees reward on him. Both the accused had recently retrieved this consignment of explosives and were going to deliver to their yet unknown associate. Investigations are on. Yadav said the arrest has foiled plans of Pakistan's ISI to disturb peace and harmony in the region, as the IED was intended for a targeted terror attack. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized 52.67 kilograms of methamphetamine worth over 52 crore rupees from the outskirts of Mizoram. Two persons involved in trafficking the drug were arrested. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement today, said that the operation was carried out late at night on 11th April. It added that the operation uncovered a novel method of concealing and transporting smuggled drugs. Around 53 meticulously packed brick-sized packets were found hidden within the folds of the truck's tarpaulin cover. Six people lost their lives in a tragic explosion that took place today at a fireworks manufacturing facility in Kailasapatnam village, Kotavuratla mandal of Anakapalli district in Andhra Pradesh. Four workers lost their lives at the explosion site, while two individuals succumbed to injuries en route to the hospital. Seven others who sustained serious injuries are being treated at a nearby hospital. The victims have been identified as residents of Samarala Kota of Kakinada district of Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from PMNRF for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. The Andhra Pradesh government has also announced ex gratia of 15 lakh rupees for the next to the kin of each deceased. In Mizoram, Palm Sunday, which is known as Tumkauni in Mizo, was celebrated in all parts of the state with solemnity and religious fervor. Special church services were held and Palm Sunday processions were taken out in different parts of the state. Believers of Christian faith observed Palm Sunday, commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem as King of Israel. The Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday and ends with Easter Sunday. More from our Aizawl correspondent.
Signifying the importance of Palm Sunday, a large number of believers took out a procession on the roads across the state chanting Hosanna. The Palm Sunday procession were held at the early hour of the day with people holding palm leaves signifying the spirit of the Christian faith. Palm Sunday service were held in churches in all parts of Mizoram. Gingante, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Minister President of the German state of Bavaria, Markus Söder, met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. They discussed the contribution of Bavaria to strengthening India's cooperation with Germany and the European Union. They focused particularly on technology and talent flow. Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Söder also exchanged perspectives on European developments, transatlantic ties, and the Indo-Pacific. Celebrating the 78th anniversary of the India-Russia diplomatic relationship, a cycle rally was organized today in New Delhi, where more than 300 people participated in the event. The cycling rally also commemorated the 80th anniversary of the Russian victory in the Great Patriotic War of 1941 to 1945. Russian Ambassador to India, Denis Alipov, took to X and extended greetings on the 78th anniversary of the diplomatic relations. The Russian embassy stated that the strategic partnership of Russia and India is distinguished by the scale and depth of ties in politics, trade and technology, science, education and culture. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on staying safe during heat waves with Dr. R. K. Jainamani, scientist, India Meteorological Department, and Dr. Anupam Prakash, professor, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions regarding the reasons and impacts of heat waves and the precautionary measures to remain safe. Moving on to sports and IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 188 runs against Delhi Capitals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Earlier sent into bat first, Mumbai Indians hit 4 runs for 18.5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In another match of the event today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Rajasthan Royals by 9 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Chasing the target of 174 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 175 for the loss of only 1 wicket. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India becomes fourth nation having capabilities to shoot down fixed-wing drone by laser beam. In West Bengal, no fresh violent incident reported from anywhere. In Murshidabad, 150 people arrested so far. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah says Prime Minister has brought transformative changes in cooperative sector in just 3.5 years. Russian missile strike on Ukrainian city of Sumy leaves 32 people killed and 84 injured. And in IPL, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeat Rajasthan Royals by 9 wickets in Jaipur. The match between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals underway in Delhi. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.